This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, a magnificent Thursday. Smile. We are almost at the end of the week. We are beating up the communists in the media. And that's a real good time. We're going to discuss that tonight. We're going to discuss dealing with the media, dealing with the lies, dealing with the communists, because this lying that CNN's been doing actually provides us a great example of how to deal with these people and how to not deal with these people. That'll be a good time. We'll talk about Joe Biden's auto pen because of an ex-Biden official that just gave some testimony about it. We're going to talk about how the communist journalist sees himself. We're going to do emails. The communists are after your kids. All that and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And before I forget, halfway through next hour, Ryan Gerdusky is going to join us. You know Ryan Gerdusky. I don't have many guests, but I love Ryan. He did a big analysis of the 2024 election. Who voted how and why? We just had a big report come out. Ryan is going to break it down for us. We're going to nerd out on some details, and then we'll move on to other things. All right? And before I forget, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours tomorrow belong to you. Now, you've undoubtedly heard and seen things about CNN and the New York Times. I don't want to let them off the hook, but CNN and the New York Times lying about the Iran strikes. Lying. This was the lie they told.
So this is an early assessment from the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the Pentagon's intelligence arm. And we do want to emphasize that the intelligence, of course, is ongoing. The collection is ongoing, and the assessments as a result of that intelligence could change. But as of right now, the DIA has produced this intelligence assessment that we are told was based on the battle damage assessment that U.S. Central Command has done following those massive bombings and strikes that the U.S. carried out inside Iran last weekend. And what we are told is that based on the assessments of the damage that these bombs implemented on these nuclear sites, that as of right now, it does not appear that they ended or obliterated Iran's nuclear program. Instead, they only set it back by months, according to people.
Let me ask you something. Before we get into the Trump administration and the great way they've handled this and the backtracking of CNN. We'll get to all that stuff, but that's not really the point of all this. That's just one story. It's one day. We'll forget about this tomorrow. But let me ask you something. How would you handle that if you were in office in any way and the media or a Democrat or any entity was lying about you? Because this is something we have discussed before on the show, and we will discuss it until the day they finally kick me off the air. How to deal with communists, their tactics, and their lies. For the longest time, the GOP tried to, I actually don't even want to call it the GOP, the right, because it applied to all of us. You, me, politicians, it applied to all of us. The right tried to deal with these kinds of blatant lies in the, quote, nice way. And this is why it's important for all of us and why it matters for you and matters for me. Because jerks like me, jerks have an easier time dealing with communists than nice people do. Let me say that again. Because maybe you are nice, and I'm not telling you to not be nice at all. That's good. I'm glad you're nice. Jerks, like me, have an easier time dealing with communists than nice people do. Forever, when the media would tell an outright lie about the right or the GOP, they would tell the lie. You know why they told the lie. They told the lie to hurt the right. To protect and defend the communist revolution and to hurt the enemies of the communist revolution. They're not media. They're not journalists. They're communist revolutionaries who've taken the position of power they have to further the communist revolution. But the right didn't want to speak like that. Didn't want to sound mean, didn't want to seem mean. And so you'd get a report like this where, I mean, that person has no idea. Battle damage assessments or whatnot. That person blatantly lied. Their source blatantly lied. We all know why they blatantly lied. They lied because they believe their role as communist revolutionaries / journalists is to stop Donald Trump, to stop any advancement on the right. Therefore, whatever Donald Trump does, you have to trash it. You have to make it look bad because that helps the communist revolution. That's how they see themselves. But forever, forever, the right didn't want to say that. The right wanted, well, I don't want to seem mean. You guys are really biased. Or we got this lameness. How many times have you heard this lameness or even said it yourself? Could you imagine if the left did that? What would they be? Could you imagine what they'd be saying if this was a Democrat? Pointing out the hypocrisy. Is there anything lamer than that? We thought that was effective. It's a way to challenge what they're saying because you're mad about it, but you're not being too mean. You're almost giving them an opportunity to defend themselves. Hey, you're being mean and biased, and this is left-leaning and hypocritical, don't you think? And yet, they never reached a handout when you did that, did they? It never dissuaded them once at all. Accusations of hypocrisy never seemed to hurt their feelings. Never seemed to change their tactics. They just kept doing the same thing over and over and over again. Lying to hurt you, lying to help them. Lying to hurt you, lying to help them. No matter what you said, as a nice person, they just kept going. It was exasperating, wasn't it? Exhausting. I don't understand. I just pointed out your hypocrisy. Why haven't you changed? Because he's your enemy. You may not know it, but he knows it. He thinks about it. He wakes up every single day and goes to work, no matter what his job is. Maybe he works at the FBI, maybe CNN, maybe he's a general, maybe he works in Hollywood, maybe he's a kindergarten teacher, but he goes to work every single day with plans to destroy you. You don't think in those terms, you want to be nice, and so finding out that someone has declared war on you, it's almost too much to take. Whoa, whoa. So we tried to be nice. Now, I'm going to dump a heaping helping of credit on Donald Trump because Donald Trump is a jerk. I get it. Look, I'm a jerk. I'm not insulting him. It takes a jerk oftentimes to deal with communists. because nice people are trying to be nice with them, and you cannot be nice to communists. You just can't. I'm not saying you have to do them wrong. I'm not saying you have to commit some mortal sin or something. I'm not saying that at all. But if you believe you can deal with these people with the utmost kindness, they will eat you alive. Nice people get eaten alive by communists. Eaten alive. Jerks are the most effective anti-communists they are. The GOP has completely changed how it deals with this kind of reporting. This man deserves a lot of credit.
The fake news, like CNN in particular, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to say, well, I agree that it was destroyed, but maybe not that destroyed. You know what they're doing? They're really hurting great pilots that put their lives in the line. CNN is scum, and so is MSDNC. They're all. And frankly, the networks aren't much better. The CNN, because I watch it. I have no choice. I got to watch that garbage. It's all garbage. It's all fake news. But I think CNN is a gutless group of people. And the people that run it, nobody even knows it's been sold so many times. But the people that run it ought to be ashamed. MSDNC, a guy named Brian Roberts, he heads it. He's a disgrace. He's a weak, pathetic disgrace.
Maybe you don't like that. And I understand that because maybe you're not a jerk. Maybe you're not. I understand if that makes you uncomfortable. But we're going to go over the media's response to Team Trump's response in just a moment. And then it'll be pretty revealing when I lay it out that way, how effective that is. No more. I'm really not sure, Natasha. That seems like it's kind of a biased way. I could you imagine if Democrats didn't? That never worked. That never made them play defense. Donald Trump and his entire team, which I'll play it all for you, came out and said, you're a bunch of evil, lying scumbags. They're even naming names. You guys are dirtball creep losers who lie about everything. That hurt them so badly, they've been running rebuttals on television all day long, defending themselves. Let's play some examples on how to deal with these communists. It's going to be a great time. I'm in a great mood. Before we do that, maybe my great mood is due to the fact that my elbow doesn't hurt right now. Remember I told you I had to go get, that's really gross. Sorry. I had to go get my elbow drained that one time. It's just bothering me, clicking, popping all the time. That swelled up. Then I had to get it drained. And after I got it drained, they injected something in it. I wish I hadn't done that. That was really stupid. Then forever, it would hurt. Then Relief Factor came along every single day. And I was skeptical at first. I knew Relief Factor had a great reputation, but I'm naturally a skeptical person. I'm taking it every day. First couple days, nothing. Elbow still hurt. Then I thought maybe it was my imagination. It started to seem like it didn't hurt as bad. And then the next day, it didn't hurt as bad. My elbow doesn't hurt at all now. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. Take it every day. The longer you take it, the better it works. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Cannot get the smile off my face. Watching the communists play defense. And they're not playing defense because we were nice, because we pointed out their hypocrisy. They're playing defense because we finally started dealing with the lying scumbags the way you should deal with lying scumbags, by calling them lying scumbags. CNN, in an effort to hurt Donald Trump, came out with the report trying to pour cold water over a news story that was good for Donald Trump.
So this is an early assessment from the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the Pentagon's intelligence arm. And we do want to emphasize that the intelligence, of course, is ongoing. The collection is ongoing, and the assessments as a result of that intelligence could change. But as of right now, the DIA has produced this intelligence assessment that we are told was based on the battle damage assessment that U.S. Central Command has done following those massive bombings and strikes that the U.S. carried out inside Iran last weekend. And what we are told is that based on the assessments of the damage that these bombs implemented on these nuclear sites, that as of right now, it does not appear that they ended or obliterated Iran's nuclear program. Instead, they only...
How did Trump's team respond? Like this.
Natasha Bertrand published an article in Politico from the intelligence agency. She said that John Ratcliffe was speaking without any evidence when he said Iran was attempting to undermine President Trump's presidential campaign. And then we, of course, found out that was absolutely true. In fact, the Biden administration declassed an intel report which said they had high confidence that Iran had done exactly what Ratcliffe alleged. They did run an influence campaign to hurt President Trump's candidacy. In fact, we know the Iranians tried to take President Trump's life. And so this is a reporter who has been unfortunately used by people who dislike Donald Trump in this government to push fake and false narratives. She should be ashamed of herself. And that's not what reporting is.
How did Trump's team respond?
There's a reason the president calls out fake news for what it is. These pilots, these refuelers, these fighters, these air defenders, the skill and the courage it took to go into enemy territory flying 36 hours on behalf of the American people and the world to take out a nuclear program is beyond what anyone in this audience can fathom. And then the instinct of CNN, the instinct of the New York Times is to try to find a way to spin it for their own political reasons to try to hurt President Trump or our country. They don't care what the troops think. They don't care what the world thinks. They want to spin it to try to make him look bad based on a leak. Of course, we've all seen plenty of leakers. And what do leakers do? They have agendas. And what do? Do they share the whole information or just the part that they want to introduce?
How did Trump's team respond?
Do you have certainty that all the highly enriched uranium was inside the Fordow Mountain, or some of it, because there were satellite photos that showed more than a dozen trucks there 2 days in advance? Are you certain none of that highly enriched uranium was moved?
Of course, we're watching every single aspect, but Jennifer, you've been about the worst, the one who misrepresents the most intentionally.
We didn't get whining about hypocrisy. We didn't get complaints about bias. We got direct, in your face, you by name, you, your network, you're an evil liar. How effective was it? This was CNN today.
Despite the emotional speech and outrage from the defense secretary, what he said about the DIA assessment is what CNN reported on. His issue that he took about it being preliminary, about it being low confidence. CNN reported on all of this. I was looking back just to make sure that we had it all throughout the reporting process.
Playing defense, lying through their teeth again because they are on the defensive, no longer on offense, playing defense. Got called out for dirty lies, called out for being liars, called out for being evil, and now instead of being the aggressors, while the GOP said, you're biased, you're liberal, that's hypocritical, instead of the GOP being on the run while the savages and the communist media chase them down like wild animals, now the media's on the defense.
There's so much more reporting to do on this topic. This is a very complex matter, even though Trump tried to make it sound simple on Saturday night. It's really important to note what CNN did not report. CNN did not report that this mission was a failure. Far from it. It may have turned out to be a tremendous success. We just don't know all the facts yet, and neither does the U.S. government.
On the defense. There is a lesson here for you and me. This is not about this one story, like I said, which we're all going to forget about by tomorrow. It's not about this one bombing, this one controversy, this one press conference. It's really not about CNN or Politico or the New York Times or any of these people. This is about you and me being shown how to deal with communists. And you cannot treat them with kid gloves. You can't baby them. You can't try to morally challenge them because they don't share your morality at all. They are out to get you. They are out to destroy the things you love the most. They will lie. They will manipulate. They will do everything in their power to put you on the wrong foot, to put you on the defensive, to put you on the run so they can then chase you down and savage you forever. But just like almost all evil things, all bullies, all evil people, they shrivel up like a California raisin the second you dig in and say, no, dirtball, let's fight. That is how you deal with communists. I'll finish up my talk on this. Hang on.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours belong to you. Ask me anything. Doesn't even have to be political. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The questions are already coming in hot and heavy. And in fact, I'm going to get to some emails that, just to clear out some room, if you will, before tomorrow. I'm going to get to that in a few. I just want to play you. I just want to do this chronologically one more time to kind of sum up my point here. When Donald Trump got a political win, remember, that's what this was about for the American communists. They were looking at Donald Trump dropping bombs on Iran. They looked at the poll numbers, saw the public liked it. They saw a political win for Donald Trump. Because they're communist revolutionaries, they tried the best they could to pour cold water all over that win. That's why the initial report, and I'm going to let it play, was this.
So this is an early assessment from the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the Pentagon's intelligence arm. And we do want to emphasize that the intelligence, of course, is ongoing. The collection is ongoing, and the assessments as a result of that intelligence could change. But as of right now, the DIA has produced this intelligence assessment that we are told was based on the battle damage assessment that U.S. Central Command has done following those massive bombings and strikes that the U.S. carried out inside Iran last weekend. And what we are told is that based on the assessments of the damage that these bombs implemented on these nuclear sites, that as of right now, it does not appear that they ended or obliterated Iran's nuclear program. Instead, they only set it back by months, according to people who were briefed on the assessment.
So why was their initial report that? And then after a couple days, they even got a New York Times article backing them up. A couple days later, they're scrambling and doing this.
Despite the emotional speech and outrage from the defense secretary, What he said about the DIA assessment is what CNN reported on. His issue that he took about it being preliminary, about it being low confidence. CNN reported on all of this. I was looking back just to make sure that we had it all. Throughout the reporting process, CNN had reported that it is preliminary and, of course, can be updated, including these two parts. It is still early, we reported in our initial report, for the U.S. to have a comprehensive picture of the impact of the strikes. None of the sources described how the DIA assessment compares to the views of.
What would put the media on the defense? Wasn't being nice. Wasn't pointing out hypocrisy. It was being a jerk.
The fake news, like CNN in particular, they're trying to say, well, I agree that it was destroyed, but maybe not that destroyed. You know what they're doing? They're really hurting great pilots that put their lives in the line. CNN is scum, and so is MSDNC. They're all. And frankly, the networks aren't much better. The CNN, because I watch it. I have no choice. I got to watch that garbage. It's all garbage. It's all fake news. But I think CNN is a gutless group of people, and the people that run it, nobody even.
What's the lesson in this for you? For me? For all of us? Well, I'll tell you what, I actually have to go to a neighborhood gathering tonight. I'm not going to call it a party because there's a purpose to it, but it's a neighborhood gathering tonight. And there aren't many in my neighborhood, but there are some communists. They're all over social media. Donald Trump's Hitler. Oh, that's the ones who will walk into the neighborhood gathering tonight. And everybody will start rolling their eyes and do the whole brother thing underneath their breath. And they'll come storming up to a whole group of people who weren't even talking about that. And they'll start screaming about who knows what, whatever the latest talking points are they're fed on CNN, MSNBC. The liberal Aunt Peggy in your life will do this too. Maybe they did it to you today at work. Maybe they'll do it this weekend at a party, at a sports game, at a whatever. This will happen in your life. Don't roll your eyes and walk away. Don't sit there and be silent and then complain about it later after you're gone with your spouse. And you don't have to scream. And actually, you don't have to name call. You don't have to go quite as far as Trump does. But correct them firmly, immediately. Correct the lies firmly and immediately. And don't back off. Don't worry when they start getting loud about, I figure she's like a Nazi. Because they will do that. They'll raise the volume of their voice to get everybody looking in an effort to make you uncomfortable. They don't care about that. They're too high on antidepressants. They're trying to make you uncomfortable, trying to shout you down, trying these things. And you know why they do that? You know why that's a tried and true tactic for them? Because it's worked on the right forever. They know you want to be nice. They know you just want the party to go well. They know you want to be polite. And so they'll try to make you uncomfortable. Don't worry about the people looking. They look bad. You don't look bad. Don't raise your voice. You don't have to call names. But don't let them off the hook either. Be firm. Call it out. Watch that communist shrivel up and drift away. We have for far too long allowed these people to use our niceness, well, your niceness, I'm not, but to use our niceness against us. Our desire to live in peace. Our desire to be seen as nice. Well, I don't want to be mean. No more. If you try to deal with them in that way, you will fail. Think about it like a rabid dog. Think about it like a rabid dog who keeps coming into your yard, attacking your dog, eating your chickens if you have them, maybe trying to bite your kids, trying to bite you, a rabid dog out of control. What are you going to do? What's an effective way to stop it? Going inside and lock the doors? Just go inside and hide? Let the dog run roughshod over your yard, over your dog, over your chickens? No. If you really want to stop that rabid dog, you're going to have to find an effective way, an aggressive way of dealing with it. You have to meet that aggression with your own aggression. You can sit inside and whine about the hypocrisy of it, or you can go outside in a forceful manner and deal with it. Deal with communists. Don't let them get away with it. I actually have a little bit more on that in a moment, but I want to do some emails first. Hey, Jesse, can you please explain how a whistleblower or leaker works? If they come forward with information, how do we really know it's true? For that matter, since the press doesn't have to tell who the source is, how do we know they even got information? Couldn't the fake news people just make up the narrative they want and say it was a leaker? Okay, so we're dealing with different things here, so let me break this down separate ways. A whistleblower has rules, has a process they have to follow. You can't just, let's say you work at the Pentagon and you want to trash Trump and make Trump look bad. There's a lot of those people still at the Pentagon. And you want to go to CNN, you want to go to anywhere and leak classified information. Well, you're not allowed to do that unless you follow a very specific process that will make you a whistleblower. And that, if you follow the process, if you follow the rules, I'll put it to you that way. There are rules. I'm not going to break it down. It's too nerdy. But there are rules. And if you follow the rules, you have to do A, B, and C. If you follow the rules, then you get, or you're supposed to get whistleblower protections. Hey, this guy came forward with damaging information. He did A, B, and C. Therefore, he has whistleblower protections, and those whistleblower protections are supposed to, I keep stressing that because I think about the FBI whistleblowers, but those whistleblower protections are supposed to protect good people from nasty retaliation when they come forward with damaging information against a powerful entity. To be a, quote, whistleblower, you don't just get to assign that label to yourself. You have to do certain things to achieve that. Now, you're asking more about the leaker here and how all this works. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Before we talk about that, let me talk to you about keeping your dog alive, and I need to do this, your cat alive. I know you may be a cat person. I can't relate to you, but I know you may be a cat person. And I know when I talk about rough greens, cat people can get jealous. That's just naturally how they are. They email, I wish you would do something for cats too. There is Meow Greens as well. I want to stress this. A nutritional supplement for your cat. You sprinkle it on your cat's food. Yes, even your picky cat that's annoying, your cat will love it. And your cat will live longer. Your dog will live longer with Ruff Greens. Give the pet that makes your life better real, actual nutrition, okay? You want to try a free Jumpstart trial bag of it? Call them. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you are a detail nerd, a numbers nerd, you like breakdowns of demographics of the country and how they vote and which direction they're going, I have a treat for you. Halfway through next hour, Ryan Gerdusky is going to join us. If you listen a lot, you know Ryan. Ryan is one of these detail nerd guys. And Pew Research, they do the research. They come out with this huge research paper. I think it's every 4 years, maybe every 2 years, describing demographics in the country and how they voted and men, women, and old, young, black, white, all the more details than you can imagine. Ryan loves this crap. I would never read it. It was way too long and complicated. But Ryan broke it all down. If you want to know demographically how the country voted in 2024 in different ways, the different demographics, I will tell you this. There are going to be things that Ryan tells you that are going to surprise you. They surprised me, and I'm difficult to surprise. Things might be looking up for us. You're going to want to hear this about halfway through next hour. Okay, back to the email. The lady was asking whistleblowers versus leakers versus... So I already talked about whistleblowers and how they have protections. Leakers, this is how it works in Washington, D.C. And let's talk specifically about people who leak to the CNN or New York Times or something like that. Have you seen, have you heard, you probably have if you listen to the show, the searches for leakers? Like, they're already searching for the guy who leaked this story. But this is not the first time it has happened. They have looked for and found leakers in the Pentagon and various places. Why is the Trump administration doing that? Because here is how it works. We have a government, as you already know, that is filled with communists. It's not that it used to be, it is. North of 90% of federal employees vote Democrat. More than 90%. You may think, well, we're in charge of everything. We have the House and the Senate, and we have the presidency. I'll put it this way. Republicans are the cherry on top of the cupcake that has a lot of icing. All the icing is Democrat. All the cake of the cupcake is Democrat. The cherry may be Republican, but the vast quantity of the cupcake is Democrat. That's what we have right now. It'll take years and years and years to fix this problem, but we have a government full of communists. And as you know, as we've discussed many times before, no matter what his role is, no matter the importance of his role, no matter what uniform he puts on, the communist is a communist first. Whatever else he does is secondary. He believes whatever he does is simply a tool to be used for the revolution. That's how over 90% of our federal employees view themselves. And what happens is the media, as you know, the media, they're a bunch of dirty communists as well. They get sources. And the sources are sometimes dishonest themselves. So let's make it about the Pentagon source. Probably some captain, maybe even a colonel, possibly even a general who hates Donald Trump, thinks Donald Trump's evil, just a communist wearing a uniform. He knows somebody at CNN. And in an effort to make Donald Trump look bad, he will get with a reporter at CNN who views things the exact same way he does. So they go out for drinks at some place in the Washington, D.C. area, a couple beers, and tells her, hey, you know, rumor has it, I saw a report today that said those nuclear facilities weren't actually destroyed. You didn't hear it from me, but I saw a report today. Now, that's not a whistleblower. That's a leaker, and that's probably illegal. Depending on the story, now that definitely would be illegal because that's classified information. That's illegal. The media, you know, they're all in this together. The source wants to hurt Donald Trump. The media wants to hurt Donald Trump. They then can grab that information and they can accurately and honestly say when they go on television, sources inside the Pentagon have told me. They're not lying when they say that. Now, what they don't explain to you is that source inside of the Pentagon is a Trump-hating animal, and that source inside of the Pentagon illegally leaked you information, and that source inside of the Pentagon is doing everything in his or her power to hurt Donald Trump every day. They don't inform you of any of that stuff. They don't inform you that the source only gave you partial information. No. The media wants to be able to honestly run to the TV camera, run to the podcast microphone and say, sources inside the FBI have told me Donald Trump murders puppies. They're not lying. That's what makes it so insidious. They found a source who would tell them that, who would confirm the report they already wanted to run with. It was already ready to be printed inside the New York Times. All you needed to bring it to print was to tell your editor, hey, don't worry, Mr. Editor, I've got a source inside of the FBI, and he confirmed that Donald Trump murders puppies. From there, remember, the system works together. The media works with Democrats. They work with Hollywood. They work with the FBI. They all work together. From there, they universally, with one voice, will elevate something that is an outright lie, and they'll all repeat the outright lie. And there's two things that used to happen. What used to happen was, as we already explained, the GOP would shrivel up in that moment, call it biased, and just kind of allow them to run away with the narrative. And something else that used to happen was the normie American, not you, you always knew these people were liars, but the normie American would hear, well, I mean, I know CNN's biased, but the New York Times is saying it too, and I saw this guy say it too, and Politico said it too. Normie American will see the same story repeated by three, four different entities, and naturally just assume it's human nature. Well, if everyone's saying the same thing, even if they're biased, at least it has to be partially true. That's how it used to be. Now, the GOP doesn't take it anymore. Now they call evil liars evil liars. And that is getting more and more widespread on the right. And as that is getting more and more widespread on the right, normie American is hearing it. He's reading it on social media. Donald Trump is tweeting about it. And now when CNN says something, normie American says, probably lying. I want to actually point this out. There's a couple specific examples courtesy of Jake Tapper. We'll play those for you next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.